This is Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Sina Bazila-Hickey, and we are outside of the Benenson Center at Art Omai.
Yeah, my name is Nicole Hayes, and I'm curator in the Sculpture and Architecture Park here at Art Omai.
How would you introduce Jeffrey Gibson's exhibition, To Feel Myself Beloved on the Earth?
Jeffrey Gibson is a Choctaw Cherokee artist who works in multimedia, a lot of craft media you see in his work. In this exhibition, we're showing a video work that was filmed here at Art Omai in 2020, the summer fall of the pandemic year. We also have a series of silkscreen works that you're seeing out here in the lobby that incorporate language and really bright contrasting color, really dramatic design elements. Inside the gallery, you're going to see drums, garments that were used in the video production, as well as a series of quilt works that were produced here in the Hudson Valley at Jeffrey's studio in Claverick.
Is this I Wanna Gimme You?
This one says, I Wanna Give You Devotion. So you see a lot of text in works throughout the exhibition, the quilts, the garments, the drums, the silk screens, and the text is derived from soul music, things that are repeated in protests, sort of protest chants, as well as poetry and Jeffrey's own words. All of this text kind of takes a moment to reveal itself, so it's kind of hidden in the pattern and the shapes and the colors. So making me really think about, you know, just this notion that text is always abstraction, right? It's like our brain has learned to see these elements on the page as text, but he's kind of challenging us to give our brain a second to adjust and thinking about, you know, who operates language and who allows us to see language, and perhaps relating that back to his Cherokee descendant, you know, and thinking of their relationship with language, both written and oral language. So when we enter the gallery, we have two more prints on the left wall. The Future is Present and Know You Are Magic, Baby. So, you know, I think that this all starts kind of relating back to, so we're going to this title, To Feel Myself Beloved of the Earth. And then we have all of this other text kind of inspiring us and kind of moving us along. And for me, a lot of what this exhibition really relates directly to that title, which is also the title of the video work, which is kind of the center of the exhibition, and what it means to feel yourself beloved of the earth. So coming into the gallery, then we move around and we're seeing a quilt work, really working in a very traditional kind of quilting way. Within this one quilt, you see more text-based textiles. There's also a series of imagery of porcupine quills throughout them, and also images of performers that have worked with Jeffrey in the past. So, you know, I think this is another way, in addition to working with all of these people in his studio, he's also employing performers, and a lot of those are also Native people, and kind of always expanding his circle. So he has his practice, but he's always inviting other people in to create work with him, and so it kind of becomes this expanding spiral, so kind of taking his spot and then going outwards from that.
So now we're looking at the center of the room. This is kind of the centerpiece. What are we seeing over here?
So in the center of the room here, there's a stage, essentially. And this, in a way, is like a visual on the ground, like representation of what is happening in the video work. We can kind of hear this drumming from the video in the background. And on this kind of stage, almost as this altar kind of feeling to it, we're seeing five garments that were used in the video production. And these garments, again, are made out of a printed material designed by the artist. But then on top of that printed material, there's a lot of elaborate stitching that happens in his studio with his assistants, where they're stitching continually over and over and over this material to make it less like a just kind of hanging fabric and more of a sculptural element. It kind of gives the fabric this crunchy form that almost feels like you know, kind of hanging, they have this feeling like they're almost like moving through water or moving through space. And so these garments are hung on these custom hangers from the ceiling so that we kind of get that sense of like a vessel with a body in it moving through space. And then on the platform are a series of drums that are made from 50-gallon buckets like you would find at the hardware store. Most of them look like they've been previously used. We've got like a plaster bucket and a joint compound bucket. And then on top of those is they are traditionally skinned with deer hide. And that is laid over the top and then painted with the same kind of words that we saw in the prints: time to heal, a time for change, rise up. And then those are elaborately painted in really multicolored hues. So one thing you also see throughout this show is there's just a lot of color. And yet somehow with really using like a true rainbow of color in all of these works, there's these two large red walls in the gallery and this gray painted floor that kind of unite all those colors together. It's this kind of magic of this show that even though we have tremendous amounts of color, it feels unified somehow. And I think the stage with the red really kind of shows that off.
So the video is playing in a part of the room that has its own little mini theater with the dark walls, and the video is playing. Goes from an urban setting to an outdoor setting. We see New York City and nature. There's the garments in there. There's dancing. So is anything with woods, is that filmed on Art Omi, and everything urban is filmed in New York City?
Exactly. So, you know, there was a moment where Jeff had originally planned to go back to Oklahoma to film this video. And, you know, in the summer of 2020, the idea of traveling just became more difficult, right? So he decided to kind of go inward and look at spaces around here. Jeff was actually an alumni of our artist in residency program. So we've had a really long relationship with him. I feel like the video for me captures so much of like that moment that we were in 2020 that we're still sorting ourselves through, of this kind of perilous moment of not really understanding what was going to be happening in terms of the pandemic, but also the civil unrest. And I feel like the video really looks at that. You get this sort of ominous feeling of everything that's like brewing right underneath the surface, but then there's these joyous dancers, or these dancers kind of running through the countryside, manipulating themselves over a log. And you get this sense of struggle, but also this joy at the same time. And I think that's what's so special about Jeffrey's work, that he can look at the difficulty that we see ourselves in, that we face, but also imbue it with all of this hope, and that we get a great sense of just hope that there is a way out of this, and that coming together and cherishing each other, we've got a way to kind of start plotting our way out of the mire that we are in.
So with garments and as the centerpiece, often fashion is seen as its own category within art. How is fashion a part of identity and a part of the Art Omi exhibition?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I have never worked with garments in an exhibition before. They might not really show themselves as a garment at first. They really kind of look like a sculptural object. So first there was just the challenge to make sure that they read as a garment. I mean, I really see them as being a record of a performance more than anything. And I kind of imagine them embodying the performer, the dancer that was actually wearing the garment in the film. The exhibition remains on view at least till January 3rd, which might go another week till the 9th, but certainly you have through the holidays to come and see the show. You know, a universal thing between all people is that we all want to feel like we belong, that we are loved, that we are seen as part of our community, part of the place where we live. And I feel like this exhibition is really kind of pushing that idea that all of us want that feeling of belonging and to feel beloved, no matter who you are, where you come from, how you identify yourself. We all deserve that basic right.